This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Aspen residents will see a tax measure on their ballot this election. Here to break it down for us is Allison Bechtesh. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Kristen.
So this measure involves tobacco. Tell us what voters are being asked.
So this is a city council-supported bill. It puts a $3 per pack tax on cigarettes beginning in 2018. It also affects single cigarettes and adds a 40% hike on all other products. So that includes chew or e-cigarettes. These taxes will continue to rise incrementally the next 10 years, ending with a $4 fee on top of the price per pack. There is a caveat as part of this measure. Any funds collected are to be used for tobacco-related health issues, and all of that will be overseen by the Health and Human Services Department.
Why was this measure brought up?
Okay, so that question is so exciting because there is a history lesson in this.
We're history dorks.
Back in the day, Big Tobacco supported an amendment that was passed through the state. It says local jurisdictions cannot regulate tobacco sales. So sales tax is actually collected on a statewide level and then given back to each jurisdiction. There is a loophole, though. Governments can decide they do want to regulate tobacco on their own. They just have to give up that money that comes from the state. In Aspen, that's about $75,000 into the general fund each year. This year, Aspen decided to do just that, give up that money so that we could regulate here at home. The first measure was to increase the legal age for purchasing tobacco products.
So this is about getting the money back?
Well, that's not what council members are saying. Adam Frisch is the biggest proponent, and he says it has nothing to do with making up for that loss in the general fund. Here he is in a late summer meeting as the ballot language was being discussed.
This is 100% a public health issue and 0% effort, at least on my part, for the city to collect money.
So what they're saying is the more expensive we make cigarettes, the less people will buy them, and so we'll have less smokers in our community, thus a healthier community.
So supporters of this measure talk about the importance of public health. Is there any pushback?
Yeah, well, let's look at the fine print of this ballot measure. First of all, it's only good within Aspen boundaries, so someone can go buy much cheaper packs right at the ABC or up in Snowmass Village, for instance. Also, the better it works, the less funding we get for those services we say are important. This does affect six local businesses. If people stop buying cigarettes because of this tax, those sales will go down. Also, extraneous sales, the other things you might throw on the counter when going in to buy your cigarettes. Also, we've tried flat taxes like this in Aspen before. We know we're a community where huge fees are taxes, so think how new developments need to give money for housing mitigation, yet they still get built. Those don't deter the ultra-rich who are part of this community. So this disproportionately hurts those with lower incomes. A pack is already $7.50 and we're talking $4 on top of that. There's also that line of thought of, who am I to regulate other people's consumption choices?
Okay, thank you, Allison.
My pleasure.
Reporter Allison Bechtesh explaining Aspen's ballot measure 2B on tobacco tax. Stay tuned next week as our news team breaks down the rest of the Valley's ballot measures ahead of the November 7th election. I'm Kristen Kay. This is Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.